What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast.
That's right, motherfuckers. It is time for you to get them headphones in and whip them. Peter's out, because it is the Peter Down Podcast with your host, Pistol Pete Jr., Chub Dig, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. Gunther, a.k.a. the Iron Lung.
I thought it was going to be Gunther!
I did say that, pay attention.
Gunther the Iron Lung.
Yeah. In general, the Iron Lung. So you guys want to start with some Last of Us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's
yeah, Susie's good. Susie's really liking it, and she doesn't know much about it. I played the first part of the game for her.
So she saw
but
the...
Before it came out.
Oh, okay.
But so far, she's been liking the show a lot. The thing that bothers me is that they don't, like, maul people. Like, they just put those little tentacles in their fucking neck.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Vampires. It's going to bring back vampires.
Everything comes back to vampires.
Did you watch any of the after stuff?
Yeah, it bugged me how they're like, who's going to believe that spores are just going to be localized?
Yeah.
Who's going to believe that any of this is happening? It doesn't have to make sense.
That bothered me so much. No, but I think from writing it's gonna be hard.
Some of that thing was in like one of the best scenes in the game when they're chasing that little black girl. Remember in the second game? In the second game when they're chasing that little black chick, and then they fall through the floor into the spores.
Yeah, spores everywhere. Yeah.
And Ellie's doesn't even give a fuck.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
Ellie's.
What the fuck? Yeah. Yeah. He's killing all those spores. Yeah. Well, see, so watching the first episode, remember when they found that body that was all like stuck to the fucking wall?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they were like, oh, we gotta put the masks on because of the spores.
Yeah.
And so I was waiting for them to do that in the show. They didn't.
They didn't do it. It confused
like,
me.
What the fuck? And so they just kept going. I'm like, oh, well, maybe they're not concerned about the spores in this movie.
Yeah, it bothered me.
Yeah, it bothered
I think they should
too.
Have kept the spores.
I feel like they should have too. Yeah,
because it is kind of the part of the story. I don't get the reason to change it either.
Yeah,
I kind of like the whole.
I like the part where they're like, "Oh, if you step on a fucking mushroom."
Yeah, I do like that, but I also feel like later on that it's gonna get messy too.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Okay, you're taking out one thing and you're adding this other thing in. Who's gonna and your reason is that no one's gonna believe, like, who's gonna believe any of this? That's the, like,
I think they were saying like it was gonna be too hard to rationalize them surviving through that. Like,
but if it were
spores, like you'd just be breathe it in.
He was saying that it's hard to believe that the spores are just going to be in one area.
In one area. They're not
all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't spread the...
But, like...
I mean, if you think about it, I can
suspend belief on that. Because it's part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, the whole game's ridiculous because it's zombies or it's, like, fungus that took... Like,
yeah,
it's
but not... Didn't it start in Indonesia or something like that? Or Thailand?
That's what they're going with.
Didn't the two, like, characters didn't get it because they didn't eat flour?
So it's just like don't eat gluten and you turn into a zombie.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, in the beginning, but now it's
now it's like two hours.
The fungus is overgrown everywhere, right?
Yeah. So that's why the grandma was turned into a zombie because they were eating that flour.
I haven't watched it. That's like what I've seen Michael play the game. That's why I took. Mm-hmm.
But that's the beginning. That's the beginning of the
show.
The show, yeah, and where nobody knows even has any idea about the outbreak. And all of a sudden, she starts going down.
Yeah, like COVID. Mm-hmm. That's how COVID was.
Yeah.
They're putting a lot of resources into it, and it looks cool.
Yeah, it is a really good show, though.
I would watch
it. Yeah, Susie doesn't know much about it, but she likes it. They're,
I think it's more suspenseful and less scary.
Oh, okay.
But.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the clickers were a little underwhelming to me. They look good.
They look great, though. They did look great.
Look great, but yeah. I felt like that little fight scene could have been better.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a little sloppy to me.
It's kind of hard to do, though, because, like, in the game, if a clicker grabs you, you're dead. There's no fighting off
the clicker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
In this, you'd, like, if you get caught, like, you can't just...
Maybe they should have should have a couple more side people to kill.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Include, like, a no-name and just have them get massacred.
But see, but then we'd be complaining about, who the fuck is this guy? Why don't you even go with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care about that. Yeah, because, yeah, you're right, because you see the, when they grab you and fucking eat your face.
Yeah, yeah, you fail, but you're not going to see that. Yeah, redo it, just redo it. Fuck, I got to avoid these motherfuckers because they're going to kill me.
But they haven't established that. They haven't really showed, like...
Somebody's face. Yeah. How much more dangerous these are compared? Because like, at face value,
they just show how like resistant they are to bullet damage.
Yeah, I did like that.
Yeah,
that was cool.
The one thing I was curious if they were gonna do it or not is like, and like I don't know. I guess they kind of did it, but not really. Where it's like, you know, like in the game you have that where you're like you're listening and you kind of see them through the. And so I was curious of how they were gonna like implement that into the show, because obviously they're not gonna be like. I can hear him through the wall. I can see him through my ears.
Yeah,
yes. But so I was curious on how they were doing that, but they did a good job, like where they were sneaking from cover to cover, trying to get to the other side of the clicker. Isn't there something where they come?
I'm worried that the first episode they did it like just like the game, and then now they're just gonna start to slowly veer off course.
Yeah, that is a concern. But so they keep saying that they're going by the book, so let's see.
But they already changed the fucking spores.
Yeah, but I don't think.
And there's no gas mask. Like, dude, gas masks are cool. That wasn't part of the cool thing. Is them putting on a gas mask?
Yeah, to avoid the
Like that was cool.
There was something I was gonna say about shit.
Yeah, hopefully in this next episode they make the clickers a little more scary or something that you see.
Yeah.
Although I am excited for this next episode just because it's going to be...
Because fucking Offerson is...
Yeah, Offerson. This specific scene, when you first meet him...
This is where you're going to make the traps and the bombs and stuff.
Yeah, but when you meet the guy, you're tied up on a rope.
Oh,
and
yeah!
And you're fighting and you're shooting all those fucking zombies coming after you upside down.
I forgot about that.
I'm excited for that scene.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. If they do it. Yeah, Tessa's death was underwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It was okay.
It was okay, but I don't like...
The kiss was weird.
The kiss was weird.
I was thinking because maybe she was turning, and she was fighting the urge of turning, and then, like, they already kind of recognized her.
I was okay with that part of it.
Being her, because she got bit.
I just thought it was being artsy.
Yeah.
The kiss part was like,
Yeah, it was a little artsy, but I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it as much as them taking off the fucking spores. Like, that bothered me. It really left a little sour taste.
I took it the same way, whereas, like, it was more, like, the fact that they recognized her. Like, they recognized that she was infected, so they're like, okay, well, we don't gotta fuck with her, she's already infected.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that now, because remember...
So why would they even make out?
Why would they go after Ellie?
Yeah, that's true.
Because remember she said, like, you're not...
Well, they haven't really... They haven't technically gone after her.
I mean, that's a good point, yeah.
You haven't seen it go after
her. Because she's immune to the...
Yeah, and if she's immune, she doesn't have it. It's not, like, taking over her body like it is with Tess.
That's a good point, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the only way I could rationalize it is she's got it, like, in her neck, and she's about it. Also, she's bit on her neck. It's supposed to be, like, 10 to 15 minutes, and she said she got bit an hour ago.
Yeah.
So that's a little... Tess? Inconsistent, but
it's because Tess is so badass, dude. Yeah. That's why she was able to fight it off.
She's fighting it off mentally, just
yeah,
willpower. you just see it going down. Like
they should have. It would have been hard, but they could have did something where you could see from first person what it's like is to change, to slowly change. Like
yeah,
like on Dusk Till Dawn when fucking what's his name was turning into a vampire.
Oh yeah,
sex machine.
Yeah.
like hearing voices and shit.
Yeah, the whispers.
There was that what's it called? That show, that Duncan Trussell show on Netflix.
Did you ever watch it?
What was it called? The guy from Adventure Time did it with him.
Oh.
Justin Roiland or Dan Harmon?
No, from Adventure
Time. Adventure Time.
Oh. Didn't Justin Roiland do Adventure Time?
No.
No, I don't think so. That was, you just said his name.
I didn't say his name. I don't know his name.
I thought you said his name.
Not Duncan Trussell.
Never mind, yeah.
Anyway, they did one with zombies. Like, are they, it's like a podcast, basically, and then it's, like, animated.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he did one with Dr. Drew. And, like, it's, like, a zombies thing going on, but, like, all the zombies are, like, they're, like, living in a blissful
I've seen something.
We've talked about that.
Yeah. we talked about it on the show where it was, like, what did I say? I said something about, like, because remember, like, we're talking about the zombie plan, obviously, because we've talked about that many times on the show.
Right.
And I was like, if I ever get bit and turn into a zombie, just let me go. Like, because what if it's awesome being a zombie? Yeah. Like, you don't know. Yeah, I might be eating people, but like I'm living my best life.
Like the parasites just... there is a parasite that just feeds you...
Yeah, maybe it's just...
It makes DMT and whatever the good feeling is.
Serotonin and shit.
Just pumping it in your brain.
I'm just...
So that's what it was in the show. It was like that. Like it's just pumping your brain full of serotonin and shit. You're just fucking happy. And like all the zombies are like fucking happy, but they're like trying to maul everybody.
What was that? Yeah, I think because we watched that here. I think everything was like super colorful and like. Yeah, what was the name of that fucking show?
I forgot what it was called.
It was a cool show. I could look it up.
I don't remember.
I guess I could look it up, but yeah, that's basically. What if the zombies are like that? Like the fungus is like that, you know?
Yeah, maybe they're just having a grand old time.
Yeah, what if it's like the best thing ever? Because like think about it, like you're not feeling, you're not feeling any pain. Like,
that's true.
You're
missing limbs and you're still walking.
Yeah, it's called. Oh no, it's Family Hour.
Like even if you have half a body, you're still trying to eat that human bayou.
Yeah. I feel like overall they got the feel of the game.
Yeah, they're doing it good. It's just. There, I think Michael's right. Like, they're starting to go in a direction where they're veering off. And
How
if they go further, then it might be an issue.
Yeah, I can see that.
Is there like two of them or more?
What do you mean?
Of Last of Us, how many games are there?
Games two.
Two.
Yeah.
And it just came. Didn't the second one just come out like not that long ago?
Yeah,
like, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Really? It's been 2 years.
Yeah. Really? Game out got a war.
Yeah, it came out.
No, game out was Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima, yeah.
It came out with Ghost of Tsushima.
It came out before Ghost of Tsushima, right?
Yeah,
right,
but that year.
Same year, yeah.
Really? Dang.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay.
But the one thing I saw in the game when...
That's only two... That's longer than 2 years.
When they're...
Is it? It's gotta be longer.
It's 2020, I think.
3 years.
Well, it just turned 20. Hasn't been a whole 2023.
Been a month.
Dude, okay, you know what? Speaking of that, like, have you seen these fucking mass shooting statistics for all of 2023? It's like insane.
It's up 300%.
Yeah, like it's up.
Well, because there's been like...
Because we've been locked down for fucking... Well, we've been locked down for two years, and so... People fucking the mass shooters were like, well, there's not enough people for me to shoot when I go to the shooter market.
So. Now there's people out, so...
I don't know. What's up with those two Chinese guys that just fucking went on it?
Yeah, it was two older Chinese guys. And one of them had all kinds of,
Why did one look like a bulldog? The one they arrested in the parking lot, he looked like a straight bulldog.
I don't know. You saying Chinese people look like bulldogs or what?
No, just that guy.
That's worse than me saying Asian breath last week. Do we got anything else on Last of Us before we move on?
No, just hopefully they do the clicker. Hopefully they give a little demonstration of what clickers, how much more dangerous clickers are.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like on paper you hear.
Yeah, because this episode I was like, well, this is what ran the world into fucking.
Yeah,
know,
it's
not
enough
for me yet.
But see, I get what they're saying about the whole like, because like really that's the biggest threat. It's like, okay, yeah, like. there might not be any clickers here, but now I stepped on this fucking thing. Yeah. And that, I mean, and that was a cool way.
The
way
I didn't mind that additive, but I didn't understand the reason to take off the spores.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought that was already something in the game that they had.
No. That's based off of, because remember, I think you posted like a year ago, you sent a story. I don't know if we ever talked about it, but they said that the mushroom, that fungus, are using the internet.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's like
from across the world, they're able to communicate with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're going on.
That's what they're getting that from, yeah. To me, it reminded me of Avatar. Like everything's plugged. It's all back to what was
yeah, they're all one? Fucking horse
AWOL. They're all connected to AWOL.
Is this the bike chain that it's
yeah, they snapped.
They snapped and took his bike?
Yeah.
He keeps it as a reminder.
As a reminder, never trust nobody.
Don't trust Austin. So they've confirmed season 2. Is gonna happen because
yeah.
So there was a what they say it was a like 200% jump between episodes.
Yeah, from 1 to 2.
From the first, yeah,
because it's word of mouth. It's like gamers don't want to promote it because fucking video game adaptations of
historically
been bad. Yeah. So it's not like I don't want to tell my friends that it's just good.
They were advertising it a lot too.
Yeah, they were, but I think a lot of word of mouth happened after the first episode.
Well, yeah, because everybody was probably like very impressed with that.
Like,
yeah.
Wow, that was really good. You guys should give it a try now.
Yeah, and the game sales for the original Last of Us have gone up 322%. So I was like, everybody's winning from this right now.
Yeah.
But so that being said, HBO's like, all right, like has already said, we want season 2. Give us season 2.
Yeah.
And Neil Druckmann has confirmed that it's going to be Last of Us 2.
I think so, Last of Us 2 has potential to do even better.
Even better, yes. It's much more cinematic.
And yeah. It's less reliant on the clickers.
Yeah, it's more the human.
And spores, there's no spores. So
there's no spores, yeah.
No, but I think the Joel death isn't going to be as controversial in the show.
But Susie listens.
She does.
Well, tell her so.
I said.
I'll tell her not to listen.
tell her to skip from 15 minutes on. Tell her to skip this part.
But yeah, I think that'll be less controversial, just because.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
well, it's me, already spoiled.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's the game already came out. Like.
Yeah, well, that and the thing is like, because in the game you play as Joel, so it's like all of a sudden it's a bait and switch. Like you're starting off as Joel, and so I'm like, oh shit, I gotta play as Ellie the whole fucking time now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I expected to play as Ellie the whole game.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, it was spoiled for you though, wasn't it? Or was it for you that? What do you guys have it spoiled?
I did have it spoiled for me, but I still even before that, I still expected to be playing as Ellie. Like, if I was playing as Joel, I always assumed it was gonna be like for very sparingly amounts of time. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he was already old in the first one.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was completely taken aback by the fact that you're playing as Abby for half the
game. But. And then they make you like her. Because you didn't want to.
And yeah,
that's what's so impressive about the writing. You're like, dude, fuck this bitch. I don't even want to play this game.
Yeah.
And then you come back the next day and then like you go a couple more checkpoints and you're like, oh, I get why this bitch.
Like, I get it.
Dude, you want to, speaking of fuck this game, you guys want to hear about For Spookin?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your first spooky review. It's bad.
I feel like a 6 is generous.
Wow. Yeah. And you're the fucking mister who doesn't like to give anything a bad review.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Mister rated it 1 out of 3.
It's, like, I want to like it. I feel like the story has, it's been done before. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's like, oh, someone in the modern world gets sent to, it's Evil Dead, basically, or fucking, you know, it's been done to death. But, like, the way they're doing it is really, like, the
bad or good?
The animation. So during the cutscenes.
What's bad? What's not good?
Everything.
What's good?
Everything.
What's good?
I mean, the story, it has, like, a compelling story. And I like, the only reason I've played it as far as I have is because I want to know more of the story. Mm-hmm. Like, the world seems interesting enough that I kind of want to learn more about it.
But like the way they're making me do it is just so fucking tedious.
Yeah.
The combat is terrible. The fucking the just movement, just traversal. Like, which they made it seem like it was gonna be so badass in the trailers.
Yeah.
And the traversal is fucking garbage. It's so like
it just looks cool.
It looks cool as shit. But like you don't really control
it. Yeah, it's kinda clunky.
Like she's just like it's basically it's a sprint and she just kinda like barrels over shit, but like if you're like say you're running and you go to you're expecting to like jump over this brick, this boulder that's in front of you. But like if the boulder has like a weird angle on it, so she hits the boulder and instead of going straight over it, she goes off to the side and now you're like it's like it's so fucking weird. And then in the combat, like you can lock onto enemies, but your aim doesn't lock on. So I'm locked onto this enemy, so that means the camera's on him. Mm-hmm. But like I'm shooting all just around him because the aim is not locked onto him, which is. And then like switching because like so you have. I've only unlocked 3 attacks, I think so far. You have a shield that you can like you hold it, and then you can like launch it, like kind of like Control, and the combat kind of like if Control.
Was complicated.
Yeah, because it's very like because she has one where it's like she just shoots rocks, mm-hmm. and as she's shooting them, she's charging up a big one, and so when you release it, it's like a machine gun that does little damage, and then also the shotgun blast.
Yeah,
and then she has one that's kind of like
a who big made rock. This game?
Is it Squeenix?
I don't remember.
I think it's Squeenix.
Yeah, they've had a bad run lately, dude. What?
It's yeah. It's
what did they come out with good? They did Avengers.
Avengers,
right?
And that.
Well, that was Crystal Dynamics, or is that Square?
That was both.
They did Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And the remake.
That's a remake. But they did. It's a different. Yeah, it's not even the same gameplay.
Yeah.
No, and then what was
I haven't played that, but.
And then so the cutscenes. Cool. Do you remember like, the old RPGs where it's like. Because, like, I don't know, like the cutscenes, like they're talking, like so they'll be talking. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to the store, and then like the camera just cuts to like it's just store. Like so many different camera. No, like as they're talking, it's just so it's like if me and you are talking, every time you start talking angle. To me, it cuts to you, then it cuts back to me, then it cuts back to you.
Yeah, it's not like we're both in the same.
Frame. Yeah,
it's just yeah.
It's like they can't animate. They can't animate both characters talking at the same time, so they just keep cutting it back and forth. It's so, and then like so, the cuff is cool. So, have you guys played Portal 2?
No.
I'm trying to think of a game where you have like a companion that just like talks to you all the time and like makes funny jokes and. But you have a comedic like it's your cuff, the thing that gives you the powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
sentient and it talks to you, and it wants to be called Vambrace, but she just calls it Cuff to piss it off.
So it's your Ellie. That's your Ellie in this
game. Kind of, yeah.
No, it's Mimir.
Yeah, it's Mimir. Yeah, it's Mimir, yeah. But not, I mean, it's not as, he's British, so it makes him kind of funny. Uh-huh. Like, but he's not like, Mimir was insightful and funny and like fucking brilliant and all this other things. This guy's kind of like, it's like having like, I'm trying to think of the British comedian. What's his name?
Peter Dinklage?
No. Can't think of the name right now, but like having like
whatever happened to Peter Dinklage and Destiny, they just
phased them out. Like after the first, I think by the first first year, after the first year, they changed it to Nolan North.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's embarrassing. Fucking Peter Dinklage, and that's why he ain't doing shit now.
Right?
I don't think it's his fault.
It's his fault.
No, the writing
was bad. Yeah, the writing was bad. The writing was bad. And I think he saw that it was bad, and it was kind of just like...
And so he just started phoning it in?
Yeah. But yeah, this. I mean...
Did like, you ever play through that?
Which one? Ghost? Or
the first campaign
of Destiny. I finished the first campaign of Destiny.
It was bad?
The most iconic Peter Dinklage line is, "That witch came from the moon."
Yeah.
Delivered exactly like that. And it was a wizard.
But yeah, I mean, graphically, the characters look good until they start to talk. Then the animations are all fucking weird. Like, they have no emotion in their face. They're just, it's like, if this is all turned, like, from their nose up, is turned off, and their mouth just moves. There's no emotion in their face.
Yeah, they're dead faces.
Yeah. The main character.
It's like Fallout characters.
Yeah, kind of. I feel like just animation wise, it's just so like not up to what's standard now.
Yeah.
And like the environment was supposed to be this gorgeous environment. And, like,
I mean, that's how Dead Space was too. With not Dead Space. Dying Light was with their animations too on their recent game. Right.
Yeah.
Like the lines seemed okay, but like just the.
It just kind of seems kind of standard for those like the ones vast that, open world games
to not have good.
They just kind of throw the character models to the wayside and just like the world is your bread and butter.
I wish they wouldn't. I wish they wouldn't make shit so big and make it better. It doesn't have to be that massive.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think the last like 3 or 4 years they've been going too big.
Unless you're gonna do like an Elden Ring where you're like, there's, you know, mm-hmm. we're not even zooming into this bitch's face when she's talking. So just give a fuck.
Yeah, it's all
like why even go? Why even zoom in and make it like a cut? If it's a cutscene, if you're gonna half-ass it like
that. Yeah, just have the guy talk.
Just yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Just have him stand there and talk.
Yeah, but, you know, like, but see, that's how this. Like, I'm telling you, but this.
How does The Witcher do it?
Makes like a if it's a major thing, they have it. They a do cutscene.
Yeah,
it's not a cutscene, but it's like that. But it's done good.
Yeah, they actually have emotion.
Yeah.
This one
is done good for major characters, but set like the like random
yeah.
people.
And so
like,
yeah, same, yeah, that's so. How Elden Ring is. Mm-hmm. When it's like we got a cutscene right here, it's fucking cool.
Yeah,
and then okay, now it's over.
Right,
that's back to normal.
We're... And so with Spooken,
have you ever talked to those finger reading clone ladies, and then you just skip through like the rest of the dialogue? Or she's like, "Can I smell your finger?" Or she say, "Because the fingers, let me see your fingers."
No,
and then if you like, you never talk to those
girls. No, I'm talking, but I never just like skip through.
No, well, if you just hear the first line and then you start, because you know how she like breathes and after every line. So uh-huh. if you just skip through, you just hear her moaning. So she's just like, "Let me smell your fingers," and then as you're skipping through, she's just like, "Ah."
I don't know how I got past the fucking opening of that game.
Of Elden Ring?
Sports.
What does Brian say about it? He hasn't played it yet.
No, he's like it's hard to play. He says where he's at.
Why
now,
does he always buy the bad games?
It's gotten better. He swears it's still better.
It's
because it's fucking
because it's a black character. He has to represent. Say it's rough.
What was the other bad game that he bought, remember?
Godham Knights.
Oh, yeah.
Kniggets,
yeah.
I was going to say Watch Dogs, but you guys like that game. So.
I like Watch Dogs, yeah.
I kind of like the first one, but it wasn't good enough for me to...
The second one's so much better than the first one. Keep playing
the other games, the next games.
Because the second game, the main character's more likable and more like... And like the whole, like he's got like a team around him that you actually like.
Well, I didn't even like the gameplay loop.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, I thought the whole, like, manipulating the electronic grid or whatever to do stuff wasn't as in-depth as I thought it was going to be. And it was good enough, but it just kind of felt like GTA with just, like, a couple extra gimmicks.
Yeah.
Did the second one was... They only have two, right?
Or
was
they have three.
Legion, oh, okay. So that was the last one. Did you ever play that one?
Yeah, I have it. It's pretty good. It's not as good. The thing I don't like about Legion is like
Legion.
Because you're like getting all these other characters, mm-hmm. like you don't. There's no kind of emotional attachment to any of the characters. Mm-hmm. Like you don't. There's no like connection. You do if you buy the ultimate bundle or you can pay for the extra characters. You get Aiden and you get Wrench, which was my favorite character from the second game.
Uh-huh.
And like so, I can I only play as those guys. So, but I have to build this army of fucking hackers, but I only use two of them. You know, so it's kind of
so it didn't lack depth in the characters.
Yeah. Because everyone else is so generic. Didn't lack
depth in the characters. Yeah, it seems like they didn't have the foresight to see that nobody cares about these random people you're playing as.
Yeah, exactly. And so like the only time you it's like, oh I so like there's times where like I'm gonna infiltrate this building where the like I'm going I gotta go to the police station. So let me go recruit a cop so I can play as this cop for this section of the fucking game just to make it look slightly easier. Like, you know, it's like, but other than that, like, I'm never gonna play as this cop again. Oh fuck, I gotta go to the police station again. Let me get that fucking cop again. Like, shit like that. Or like, there's because like you have the police, you have Albion, and you have, then you have like a mob. Like there's a like a mob thing. I think they're called the Kellys or whatever. It's like, okay, now I have a Kelly member, so I can go into any Kelly base I need to. And then, but the thing about it is like, so, and I like, okay, I think about it in real life, like as a security guard, like I know all the guys I work with. So if I saw a guy in uniform walking by, I'm like, who the fuck is that guy? And I would go to other people, like, hey, who's the fucking new guy?
Yeah.
Then I would eventually go up to the new guy and say, hey, who are you? But, and like, so I get that, like, in the game, like, you start walking, and like, if you get too close to everyone, they start looking at you, and then, like, all their attention goes to you. Because, and so I get that's kind of real. But at the same time, it's like, there's, like, I recruited this guy from this building. Everybody knows this fucking guy at this building. Why are they looking at me all suspicious all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Because you're not supposed to be in that area, dog. You don't have clearance. It's in reception. Everybody's out in reception.
I'm in the break room, dog. You guys bitch that I'm in here all the goddamn time. Now I'm in here and everyone's looking at me crazy.
Right, let's take a break. We're at 3.
Okay, yeah, let's take a quick break and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor. Stop. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back.
And we're back one more game.
To the Peter and Out podcast. Let's fucking say something.
Mr. Beast?
Paid for all those guys.
All the blind surgeries. Yeah, I just saw that yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's fucking like...
That's pretty cool.
That's
who's Mr. Super Beast?
Cool. Some YouTuber.
Yeah, Mr. Beast is a famous YouTuber. He basically just...
Pays for...
He just hemorrhages his money to everybody.
Yeah, he has so much... Like, I saw a video of him. It's like he's like in the street and he's just like, hey, I want a baguette. Would you go to France for me and buy me some baguettes? And, like, people are like, what the fuck? No. And then one guy was like, yeah, I'll go. And so he buys a fucking plane ticket for him to go to France, gives him money to buy the baguettes.
And he then, brings, like, a whole, like, a 12, like a bag 12 bread, yeah. Like, and just gives it to him.
Yeah, but he just...
He just takes one.
Yeah, and he takes one, yeah, out of the whole bag. He's like, I just wanted the one.
Yeah, he gives him however many dollars he said he was going to give.
Yeah, I think it was $1,000 or something like that. So he gave him $1,000 on top of... Sending friends by
did he pay for the flight there?
Yeah, he paid for the flight there.
And then didn't he do, like, Squid Games, too? Like, he, like, yeah, made he did a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, right after Squid Game came out, he made a whole, like, production.
They're
yeah.
making a Squid Game show.
Yeah, they are. But supposedly, like,
I heard people
they got asking. Frostbitten. The contestants got frostbitten.
Another boy, yeah. People passing out and shit. Or yeah. Something like that. Collapsing.
Yeah, it was
frostbitten.
Like a...
They got their todges frostbitten.
I think wasn't it in, I think it was in Japan that they were doing it.
I thought it was London.
Maybe.
London.
But yeah, they got like a cold front over there and they...
Yeah.
And the contestants got frosted.
But, so the reason I bring up Mr. Beast is supposed... So you know this whole thing with Elon and Twitter and people don't like... So he put up a Twitter poll saying, this is a 100% legitimate poll.
Mm-hmm.
Should I remain CEO of Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the answers are, I will abide by. And it was, like, overwhelmingly no.
Yeah.
Like, fucking no.
Tell Elon Musk to...
Yeah, yeah. Elon Musk, like, they don't want him as a CEO of Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And, so they... So he's like, okay, I'm gonna step down. And so now, randomly, Mr. Beast, his Twitter bio has changed to CEO of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are throwing rumors around that he's actually going to be buying out Twitter now.
He probably just put that.
My Twitter bio says CEO of Twitter, too. Does that mean I'm going to be CEO?
Yeah, literally anybody can write CEO.
Yeah, I know. But no, but like, I guess there's like some other rumors that, like, I guess he's been seen with Elon Musk recently, and like there's other things that, so he might be, they're saying that he's going to become the new.
I mean, it's possible, but I feel like he's not like a... I guess you don't. I don't know what kind of experience you would need to run a fucking social media site, but it doesn't really seem like the type of person who has time for that.
Yeah, I agree.
For the same reason that Elon doesn't have time to be running a social media, I think.
Yeah.
He's got a billion different companies to be running.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tesla CEO, the Tesla stockholders want him to step down as CEO now too.
Yeah, because he's been childish. He's been childish for the past couple months now.
Yeah, he's been insane.
Since he took Twitter, he's been kind of childish.
Yeah. Let me see here. Adult Swim has ended its association with Justin Roiland.
Oh, yeah.
Rick and Morty will continue.
But who's going to play Rick?
They got to get that guy.
They're just going to use AI.
Who does Rick and Morty?
They're just
going to use... Oh, yeah, they had the one that even Justin Roiland was like, holy shit, that's...
Yeah, like... Yeah, like
I didn't record that line.
They're just going to use the AI.
Have you seen that guy?
No, I haven't.
He sounds just... Yeah.
Yeah. Like Justin Roiland even said, like, oh, yeah, if you probably played this audio next to mine of me doing Rick or Morty, like a fan probably just wouldn't even be able to tell if you just, like,
yeah,
had the audio next to each other.
But that guy's gonna ask for a shit ton of money, and they're
Gonna
deny him, and they're just gonna put somebody.
I don't think he'll ask for a shit ton of money.
I would. Because he's like, I'm the only one that can.
If it's like
because they've tried to get people who sound close enough before, and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, but he is also just doing.
Is there any shows that have ever done that?
Is he gonna get going to jail?
I think Cleveland. Cleveland from Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, Cleveland
from Family Guy. He's not a main character.
But he's not a main character, yeah.
It's not a main character.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, is, what's him going to jail?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he didn't.
Going
he,
to
like,
trial.
But didn't he held his wife, like, hostage for a bit or something like that?
It's
false imprisonment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure what it was.
I was just holding you for a little too long. And
I always think that I'm like, well, they must know more, like the company must know more about what's going on, so they made the decision. But sometimes that's not even the case. They're just like, oh, we'll just cut ties with them because everybody.
Yeah,
because
they don't want the
because
trouble.
Because of, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
but it's like weird. It's like, well,
news.
Shouldn't you know what's going on before you actually make a decision? Like, it's kind of fucked up to just make a decision.
Yeah, but there's also only so much. They're not like a government thing. They can't run. Able to look into everything behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they should. They shouldn't fire you just because you're on case for you're on trial for something that you might not even be.
Yeah, I feel like they should wait at least until
the trial's done.
But then I mean it's a double-edged sword kind of thing where it's like we're gonna wait to see if he's guilty or not, and then like oh he's
I
guilty.
I feel everybody should. Everybody
yeah, I
feel like
I'll
even
agree.
I'm well, not judging.
Isn't he found guilty or is he?
No, they're barely going to trial.
Well, like, that's what they, like, that's what Hyde, like, they didn't, like, the 90s show, they didn't include Hyde at all because he was in trial for what he did.
No, he wasn't still in trial, he
No,
was
but, like, no, they can't, no, they...
Hyde was convicted?
Yeah, I think he
no,
was.
No, was he? I thought they dismissed it. Like, they're not, yeah, they keep dismissing it, because they're not sure if the girls are lying or not, but they didn't include Hyde at all in the 90s show.
Isn't it, like, some underage shit, though, that he's
doing? No, I don't think so. I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah, I thought Hyde was a bad case. I don't know. I don't know the details.
I just know there was like three girls that came up and were like, yeah.
And that's the problem. We don't look into it. People don't really look into it, and then they just
assume. Oh, no, yeah, no, he's under trial again. He wants those, he's trying to get them thrown out because.
Hyde?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
Who's
yeah, I don't know. I don't know about
Danny
Hyde.
Phantom?
Just kidding. But yeah, I feel like. You should wait for some of these court cases to be over with before you... Until all the details, because nobody knows... You just hear this, you don't know the details.
Oh, he's related to the older brother from Malcolm in the Middle.
Did you see Malcolm fucking is gonna be a NASCAR driver, or he's in like Division 2?
Well, he's always been like he was in amateur NASCAR. Amateur? Like, he got into a nasty car accident. He almost died.
He's like in Formula 2 if it was like NASCAR or something like that.
Yeah. When he stopped doing Malcolm in the Middle, he got into that. He almost died in a car accident and shit. And I think he stopped for a long time. So I think he's getting back into it.
Is that where he had, like, short-term memory loss or something like that?
Yeah,
or long-term memory
loss? Yeah, because, like, a brutal... He says he can't even remember any of the show.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't remember any of it.
Currently?
Yeah. After the accident.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I think you were telling me about that.
I thought he was...
like, I didn't even know I was an actor.
Oh, shit. You know what? Really quick, because we just got back from the sponsors, I have one more thing. So, go check out the Twitter and Instagram. We are currently selling bottles of Splash Mountain water.
Oh.
If you want to buy water from... real water from the ride, Splash Mountain, which is now permanently closed at Disneyland. Get your nostalgia. Smells just like the ride.
What's our price? Are we auctioning them?
See, the thing is, we're not trying to gouge people like some of these assholes out here.
Yeah, it's not trying to make a profit over here. We're just trying to...
This is $1,500.
Well, I saw someone selling a $2,000.
And it comes with a free Yeezy koozie.
Yeah, free
Yeezy koozie. Free Yeezy koozie.
So you get your bottle of Splash Mountain water, real, authentic, signed by the mouse himself. Splash Mountain water.
A guy in a seat.
It's just Mickey Mouse tub water or his bathtub water. That's all it is. It's not even Splash Mountain.
Mickey Mouse's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's actually from Pirates.
I would say I would buy Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, how do you authenticate that it's from fucking Splash Mountain? It's just water.
It's just water. It's super chlorinated water. That's all it is.
Literally.
And people are selling on fucking eBay. People are selling fucking Splash Mountain water for $2,000 a bottle.
Or are they getting rid of Splash Mountain just because it's older?
Are they just changing it?
They're just changing it. They're
not, to Princess on the Front, right?
They're redoing it because Song of the South, where Zippity Doodle comes
from. Oh, because it's racist, right?
It's racist, yeah. Which, I mean, Song of the South was a great movie, though.
I mean, I don't think I ever saw it.
I don't think I
It's one of the ones that, like, it wasn't one of the biggest... I remember seeing it in school, I think. But yeah, so people are selling it. Yeah, so most people are selling it. I've seen the highest I saw was $2,000 a bottle. And the guy said he only had 4 bottles. And then I've seen people selling it for $800, $500, I think $200. $200 was the cheapest.
Oh, but this 200 ones ain't real.
Yeah.
Ain't real.
It's not real,
right? $2,000, oh, that's legit. No way that guy's scamming $2,000. Right?
Exactly.
For water.
He's got a seal of... He's got a video of him scooping the water. Uh-huh. He seals it with one of those things where if you... And you know, you ever had to take a piss test and they put that little seal on the thing? It's got those on the bottom.
Do not break seal on it.
Guaranteed 100% real. And like, so, okay. What is the point of having the water as a keepsake?
Dude,
like,
so you could just say, look at... I got Splash Mountain water. Yeah. Where were you?
Where were you with Splash Mountain?
Yeah.
That's going to be the name of the episode. Where were you with Splash Mountain?
Like, Disney adults are crazy.
They're the worst.
They're worse than Hello Kitty girls.
Peter's offended right now.
I know.
He's a Disney.
I'm not a Disney. I mean, I love Disneyland. I love everything. I love Disneyland. I like going to Disneyland all the time. But I'm not... Yeah, I don't have to have Disney everything. I don't have to have Disney everything. I'm not like... If something changes, there's times I get like, oh, fuck, why'd they change that? But... Like, okay, so when they got rid of the bulges from the pirates, like, oh, fuck, no more bulges, no more pirate dicks.
Like, I think they could change Matterhorn, too, and I wouldn't get
it. How much are they selling pirate bulges for?
Dude, nobody sold pirate bulges.
What the fuck?
You know what? That would have been...
It's just a piece of, like, plastic, and you're just like, it's a bulge, look at it.
It's pirate bulge, pirate dick.
It's a cuss.
100% authentic Pirate of the Caribbean pirate bulge.
As if they all went to every single statue and they just carved it off.
Yeah.
No, they had to unbolt his. Yeah. Move the bulge.
Bulge detachment.
Johnny Depp requested specifically he had the biggest bulge amongst all the pirates. It was a two-man install. Jesus.
Did they just give him baggier pants or something?
No,
they actually like filed it down or
something. Yeah, maybe they like modified somehow, like where they
imagine being a worker and be like, grinder. Is this really my job? Dance.
Yeah, unless your job for the day, you're gonna go and
grind down all
the pirate balls.
Yeah, the one thing, welder's mask on and shit.
And I wasn't upset by it, but it was like, to me, it was like a dumb, like they changed it for a dumb reason.
What?
Was when they got rid of the bride auction. Uh-huh. So remember that there's one area.
About Matterhorn, right?
No, pirates.
Oh.
You come around the corner, and there's like the fat girl, and they're like, "What do you give me for this one?" She's and like, "Turn around, show us your larboard side." And they're like, "We want the redhead. We want," and like the redhead, like she's like all like thin and sexy. Mm-hmm. And then like they were like, "That's offensive for women, so we're gonna get rid of it."
They should have just switched. They should have just switched the fat one.
With yeah.
With the skinny one.
Yeah. No, so what they did was now they got they made that skinny redhead. She's a pirate named Scarlet now, and she's running the auction. And the fat lady's still there, but she's selling chickens. Like they're forcing her to sell her chickens, and the other pirates are like bidding on her chickens.
That's why.
Yeah.
They should have just been like, she wants the fat. They want the fat girl now.
Yeah. Cause they're what is it? They're body positive.
Yeah.
body positive pirates.
Pirates didn't give a shit.
Yeah, like that's true. Pirates didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. They'd fuck both of them.
What did they change to Matterhorn?
Matterhorn, so... I don't... When was the last time you've been on Matterhorn? Because to me, it's been a while.
At least 10 years now.
Okay, so yeah. So it's probably the same for me then. Because we finally got Jasmine to go on it. And so they have this whole, like, when you first go up the top... When you get to the top of the mountain, uh-huh. Before, like, you actually start coming down, like, you hear the Yeti growling. And then, like, they had this whole... It actually startled the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
And you come around this corner, and, like, there's this ice wall that's glowing. And all of a sudden, the fucking Yeti bangs... It's like a screen. It's a screen.
Uh-huh.
And he bangs on it, and you see his eyes, and you see him moving behind the wall, like, banging. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying to break through the ice to get to you. And, like whatever the sound effects are, they're coming right there from the screen. So, it was a cool effect.
Okay.
And I was like, it startled the shit out of me.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't changed that to, like, Frozen or something.
Yeah.
They probably will.
Okay. Like, what's Matterhorn even from? What Disney property?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know any Disney.
Like, didn't they get rid of Roger, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, I thought they did too. I thought they were replacing, because they have a new ride opening in Toontown this month.
No, they just opened it. Oh, they just opened it.
So, but I thought it was replacing Roger Rabbit, but no, apparently it's... So, do you remember in Toontown they had Roger Rabbit, then they had like that joke shop? Like, you know where the prison is where you can search for Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Right across that, whatever that store was across, that's a ride now.
Hmm.
But yeah. What is it?
It's like a Mickey Mouse and Minnie, like a Hollywood adventure or something.
Yeah, because I have seen where they like have like High School Musical and then like the movies, but it's more it's like
Disney characters.
Yeah, it's like Mickey Mouse, yeah. Goofy.
Dude, I'm looking forward to, so next weekend. Oh shit! I guess so. Not next episode, but the episode after that, I'm gonna give a full recap on Nintendo World.
Okay,
you're still gay.
You're so gay.
No,
it's gonna be like a fucking. It's gonna be like an what's it called? An unboxing fucking.
I'm fucking psyched.
He's gonna bring a mystery box.
I might do a Instagram live when we get there.
It's gonna be so like an old man. It's like Peter's gonna do like such an old man way. It's all gonna be down here, not even showing anything.
He's gonna have the cool guy angle. The cool guy angle.
He's gonna be trying all the food. Oh. This burger was really good. The meat was juicy.
I'm gonna do TikToks of judgment.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? It's Tuesday.
Hope you guys are having a good day. What is it? To all the queens over 18 or?
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm psyched about that though.
It does look cool.
It looks cool as shit. I still think it should just be called Super Mario World instead of Nintendo World.
Because I saw in Japan they have like it's like the Mario hats, but I think they're like ice cream sandwiches or something.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
I don't know.
They look good.
They have some sort of whipped cream over. I'm assuming it's ice cream, but it might be something else. But.
So the only thing I've seen that they have...
It's like one of those bowl waffles things.
Maybe. Yeah.
So they have a Mario burger, and like they brand like the mustache into the bun. Mm-hmm. They have a Luigi chicken sandwich. They have a piranha plant salad.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a toad salad.
There's a toad salad.
Oh, okay.
Out of the piranha plant, it's like
a toad pot pie.
I don't know, that would make more sense, right?
But I think that was in Japan. I don't know if that was
Japan's just so.
And then for the desserts, they have like a sponge cake, but it looks like the blocks, like where you would jump, like on Mario Brothers.
Oh no, I think that one you're talking about, isn't it a dessert? The
piranha plant? No, it's because it's tomatoes and cheese.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I know they have the Princess Peach cupcake.
The Princess Peach cupcake, which everyone's saying that's the best thing.
Yeah. They said the matcha, the Yoshi one, the matcha, I don't know what it's called, but it's like matcha cake. And they're saying it's very dry. Yeah.
And they're saying the tiramisu, it's the question block, but it's a tiramisu, and they're saying that's pretty good too. But so far, everyone's saying the Princess Peach thing is the best.
Yeah, it's so moist, that's what they say.
Princess Peach cupcake. Tastes the best.
That's what you have to.
Yeah. Everyone's eating Princess Peach's cupcake.
Awfully,
awfully innuendo-y.
When you go, Peter, you should do your Princess Peach costume too, and then eat the cupcake.
Yeah, you gotta cosplay.
That would.
And then Letty can be. Who was Letty for Halloween?
Yoshi. The gentleman with Mario.
Yeah, there you go.
Conor McGregor got hit by a bike. Got hit by a car. Dude, that video.
The video of him in the car with the guy. That guy's so scared.
So fucking terrified.
He's so scared.
Because Connor keeps putting the... Like, he's doing, like, the selfie bird, like, the selfie cam. And he keeps going over to the driver. And the driver's just like...
Like, oh my god, I hate Conor McGregor.
It's fucking Conor McGregor, yeah.
He's like, is he gonna punch me now?
But I think he's trying to be, like, super nice because he had the whole thing with assaulting, like, an old lady.
Yeah.
So it's like... Trying to counteract that.
Yeah, he put in the thing too. It was like, oh, like he was driving into the sun, so like he didn't see me.
Yeah. Then he took it down and then he put it back up.
Put it back up, yeah. He reposted it. Did you see the Nate Diaz post I shared? It's Connor on the bike and he's singing that song.
Oh, yeah.
And then fucking also.
Awesome. Henry Cejudo.
No, I saw Nate. The one I shared was Nate that said that posted it. But it's him and then they cut to like someone getting hit by a bike by the car. But like. and then he announced that he's coming back to Ultimate Fighter to coach.
I don't know if that's been confirmed or not. He just says he is.
He just says he says they've asked.
He said they asked him, and I don't know if he is or not. And I don't know. UFC's in a bad way right now.
Yeah, it really is.
There's no.
No, hey, but that April 8th card is good. Fucking. No, was it April 8th this year?
Yeah,
that's gonna be
a Herrera rematch.
Yeah.
Masvidal versus Burns.
That's gonna be a hell of a match.
I'm excited for John Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the only fighter to really watch right now, right?
Yeah.
I want to see him come back, but I don't. I feel like I don't want.
I would rather see him fight Francis.
And we're back one more game. Yeah, I don't want to see John Jones like rewarded for his bad behavior. Like, you know.
What do you mean rewarded for his
bad behavior? Like him coming back and I don't know.
I mean, he's like, good. He's been gone for a long time.
He's
finally coming back. But
he hasn't had any bad behavior.
But one thing is, it sucks that John Jones could get him back, but Nick Diaz can't.
Yeah,
he can.
Well, Nick's being spiteful.
That's why they don't want to come back. That's why Francis left.
Well, see, one of the things, so Nick got banned for weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then on 420, you know, like the UFC was selling the NFTs for a while.
Yeah.
So on 420, they released the Diaz brother NFTs, mm-hmm. and Nick flat out came out and was like, "You guys are promoting like all this 420 friendly shit, selling images of my brother and I." On 420, when you banned him from fucking fighting over weed,
mm-hmm.
like how the fuck are you gonna like capitalize on our weed use when you guys are against our weed use?
Yeah,
because that's just business.
Yeah, and then Nate's out.
Yep.
Luke Rockhold's out.
Yep.
Nobody gives a fuck though. he was. I was listening to an interview of his, and he's all, "I got all these." interesting stuff, you know? And I was like, what? Like, what? What? What are you?
What are you? Big things. Big things in the pipeline. You know? Shit's going to happen. That means he has nothing.
So I might box. I might box Jake and Logan on the same night.
Like, no. Both of them at the same time. Dude, have you guys seen that basketball fucking wrestling?
No.
So yeah, that's like the Khabib fucking.
Yeah, Khabib was there. Like they kept showing cuts of Khabib the whole time. So it's 3-on-3.
They stole that from me and Ruben used to play that all the time.
So it's an octagon, but they have a backboard and a hoop on one side of it.
There's no dribbling.
And it's like you just got to try to score, but like you can get tackled and wrestled down. Uh-huh.
Can you get submitted?
I don't know if you submit. I don't know because the game's still going. So
yeah, I don't know. You just keep fighting with a broken arm. Yeah.
You fucking. You got ripped tendons in your knee because.
And have you excited for next week's slap fighting tournament?
Fuck. Yes. Yeah, that's cool.
Have you seen the car one?
Yeah, the car jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
Like
all this gimmicky shit's stupid. The slap fighting is the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life. Did we talk about that last week too? Slap fight?
Yeah, we talked about the guy with the soul swollen face.
Oh yeah, that guy was crazy. How he was like mad that he had to like get out. Like, dude, your face is like.
But he still won.
He still won.
I know, but his face was like. That's probably why, because he won, because of his face.
No,
but
the other guy's face was swollen like that too. Just was like
it?
That.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, if you there's like another angle where like they show him. And his face is, like, fucking fucked up, too. Not as bad as the other guy.
Oh.
But I guess he just tapped out.
Yeah,
he gave up.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
the first guy with the swollen, like, when the face is that swollen at that point, it's like, where's the doctor?
Yeah, there should be some sort of technical stoppage or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't just say, like, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, that's so fucking, because, like, okay, think about it, like, realistically. Like, how many MMA fights have we seen that where the doctor comes in and like, oh, no, you can't go on, that eye's too cut. And the fighter's like, no, I can go. And, like, the fighter's not going to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, they're on adrenaline. They don't realize how hurt they are.
Yeah.
You know, they'll keep going. I really, really enjoy UFC and MMA, you know, but, like, the slap fighting thing, to me, there's no...
Stupid.
It's just brutality for brutality.
Yeah, because there's no blocking. There's no, like, defending
yourself.
You're
just, like,
letting
yourself attack.
There's no strategy.
Who can eat fucking blows the
face. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no strategy to it. It's just how many times can I get slapped in the face? Mm-hmm.
It's not really slapping. You're more just getting palm strikes.
Palm strikes, yeah, exactly. Just like remember...
It's just trading knocking. Like, you might as well just punch each other. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, at that point.
Just knock each other out. And whoever doesn't get up wins.
I mean, me and Leo did that once. We didn't punch each other. We hit each other with the chair. We took turns hitting each other in the head with the chair until one of us didn't get back up.
Remember, like, quarters where you fucking slide a quarter into somebody's knuckles?
Yep.
Or you took turns sliding quarters into your knuckles until somebody quits?
Yep.
Or you just.
That's like
knuckles.
Some dumb teenager shit.
Yeah, it is retarded.
Yeah.
Now it's like.
And you're not gonna make it a fucking.
A professional. No. Dana White just announced.
Quarters.
Quarters fight league.
I think for me, when I was in school, it was just using the pen through your fucking.
Oh, hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think in the 80s, they had.
Or like we would sharpen the pencil, like really fucking sharp.
Yeah.
And fucking do it.
In the 80s, they had something like that where people, they had you had to do that. I
forget. Like with the knife. Wasn't it with the knife?
It was on Red Dead Redemption, remember?
Yeah, it was. But no, they had that in the 80s where like they had like it was a game and it didn't last. Like, I think it lasted like 2 episodes and like they stopped it.
But it was a show, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a game show.
And like, it was around the same time, but like, remember, like...
What do you think about it? Like, Wipeout's pretty stupid. Like, it's basically slap fighting, but this fucking thing is fucking knocking people silly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like...
And there's
like,
no point to it. You're like, okay, they won. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Or like, what is it? Like, nobody wins. They just get fucking knocked.
The whole point is just to see them go flying into the water.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The way that, like, a funny...
Well, see, like... Well,
I think it's because the OG Ninja Warrior was...
Ninja Warrior
so
was
good.
Badass. The OG Ninja Warrior was...
But see...
But that was, like, an actual sport.
Yeah,
like,
but it was also, like, joke people doing it, and it was, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Wipeout's more, like, the most extreme elimination challenge where it's like, yeah, you can win this event, but more than likely you're gonna get fucked up during the event.
Yeah.
Like, you're just gonna get wiped out. Like,
So the point, like, isn't competition. The point is fucking
for you to get wiped out. Yeah. So like, yeah, like for their opening, their like, well, no, okay. So their opening obstacle course, they literally have it's set for you to fall and fail and.
Yeah, well, somebody controls that shit and waits for you to step on this fucking thing so the thing in the wall can fucking come push out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The ones after that, those are legit, like, obstacle courses that...
Yeah, those are legit ones.
But, yeah, it's the ones that are... That opening one. It's just, let's see how many people, how brutal we can make this guy backflip and fucking... Like,
there was one where the girl was getting fucking whiplashed.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
They
kept doing it on purpose.
There was one I saw that she... She fall like the thing launches her forward and she hits her chin on the ball and then goes back and like when like I think she hits her head on the other ball. Like she like hits her chin so she's like she's scorpions and then like she hits her head and then ends up doing like a full on fucking forward flip the other way.
Oh, those balls are funny though.
The balls are funny.
Yeah. Cause that's like that's there's no trickery, it's just it's fucking just hard.
A giant ball, yeah, you have to bounce off of.
The giant balls.
Let me see here. Let's see if I have anything else before we can wrap this up. Dude, She-Hulk gets awarded with visual effects nomination.
Awful. I was gonna say that's
weren't you guys saying
that's
that a it token. Had terrible?
Yeah, it's terrible. That's a token nomination right there.
It had some of the worst visualizations in the MCU on TV in general. It's
why wouldn't you give it to Wanda?
Wanda was good.
Yeah, WandaVision had
it. Yeah, but
that was a couple years ago.
That was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. It wasn't this.
This year's
not. They're barely starting to warm up to...
And I feel like they have to give credit to, like, Marvel properties right now just because they're giving Angela Bassett the Best Actor Award. Nomination.
Yeah.
Do you feel like they're going to be able to right the ship that is the Marvel Universe?
Did you see how she...
I don't know. I have to see...
Ant-Man. I think a lot's going to hinge on Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man. I think that movie's important. I don't feel like and I think whatever movie X-Men gets introduced is important.
Yeah. I feel like that's more important than Ant-Man. Because Ant-Man's... Nobody really cares about Ant-Man.
Well, Ant-Man's bringing...
It's going to set up... It's setting up
the king.
Yeah, you say that, but it's just Ant-Man. Like, nobody cares about
Ant-Man. But they're bringing in the villain for this arc that they're working on.
Yeah, but it's also Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's like Robin. You're like...
Yeah.
Or like The Flash.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about The Flash? Is it Batman or Superbad?
No.
But,
exactly.
Yeah. Again, the DC...
Same thing with Aquaman. Nobody gives a fuck about Aquaman. What are these? Yeah. And they're way better than Ant-Man. Like, those characters are actually, like, more important to... universe than Ant-Man is to
in the Marvel comics. Ant-Man's a more legitimate, like,
Hank Pym is.
Yeah, Hank Pym is a.
But
they're also just side characters, all of them.
He's a legitimate Avenger.
Yes, but they're side characters to Captain America and Iron Man and Hulk and
Thor. I'll give you that.
Everybody else that's
like even Spider-Man is bigger than Ant-Man.
Yeah,
well, Spider-Man's the most popular.
Well, yeah,
currently, yeah.
Well, because they did so good on that one.
Well, I think
and that's also Sony, isn't it?
Spider-Man's been one of the most. Like,
it is, but it's Marvel. It's Marvel, but
yeah, it's owned by Sony. Yeah. I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realpressstart, on Twitters at realpressstart.
So do you guys think you're going to be able to write the
ship
that is Marvel?
It depends.
I think it depends on this next movie. The next two movies.
But I don't think Ant-Man's going to be
it. Wait, what's after Ant-Man?
I don't remember.
I agree with Gabriel, where it depends more on the X-Men.
Doesn't it?
On what they do with X-Men. And how they're going to...
How they introduce them and all that.
What about Doctor Strange?
The last movie was good.
It was good, but it wasn't as good as...
It didn't go where everyone was expecting it to go, right?
Yeah.
Like, everyone thought it was going to be a big introduction to the multiverse, where in that movie it was more or less a taste.
Yeah.
Right? They barely showed any of it. They showed, like, one other universe that they actually, like, went around in, and then they fought Wanda.
So I'm thinking this one might show more of the multiverse. Who knows?
Right.
Who says it's going
to
be?
Because it's going to have to do something with the TVA. The TVA has to be involved somehow.
Is it?
Oh, because he was trying to communicate to one of them.
Saying, oh, and where are you getting that? AtBad's going to be launching and introducing all this.
I'm
are
just,
they saying
that? Just
or are you saying
that? I'm saying
that. So you're trying to say,
yeah, like, I'm what? Saying, I've never heard I'm this just saying AtBad is introducing Kang as a villain.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Because, and that's, and he's like the Thanos of this next.
But it's confirmed that Kang's going to be in.
Yeah, Kang is the main.
They're showing him in the trailer. He's got the scars and everything. He's not blue, but they show him blue at one point. But he's not blue through the whole trailers.
So, Ant-Man's gonna be like the new Ant-Man's gonna be the new Iron Man, or is that what they're trying to do?
I don't know. No. I wouldn't say he's the new Iron Man now.
That's what they're trying to do with Peter Parker, right? Or no?
No, they're not trying to just replace the new guys.
Who's gonna wear the Iron Man suit?
Oh, well, that's gonna be
what's her name?
Riri Williams. Yeah.
Who?
Riri Williams.
What is that?
Isn't
her daughter? She's Ironheart.
She's a black girl in Black Panther.
She was introduced in Black Panther.
And
she's
got like a pink Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
It looks awful.
I was about to say, how was that?
She didn't do it very good.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just all bad. Like, they're not doing anything good.
They're just not even trying at this point. Like, since all the good actors are
They're
done,
just doing a bunch of woke shit. Yeah. They haven't put anything of substance in, and it's all woke bullshit. This is where DC needs to come in and fucking kick ass and
just put
fucking
out R-rated
yeah.
Batman.
Yeah, just do brutal shit, violent shit, dirty humor, and fucking show Disney that they ain't no bitches, and Disney's the bitches for getting into this game and ruining it.
Yeah.
Like, they did do the end game and everything.
Everything up to end game
was awesome, but now it's just
downhill.
And then who knows, that could have already been somewhat in the works when they picked it up, and then they just, you know, ran with it and executed it.
Yeah.
And
no,
then now
I think
this last...
they talked about how they came up with everything during.
Yeah, well, they executed that good.
Yeah.
But so far, where they're.
It does feel messy.
It does feel very messy. Yeah, nothing feels.
Good.
Don't like, feel right. Yeah. Well, it feels. I think it's reflecting the.
Don't say
times.
It's reflecting the multiverse.
No, the times. The times with everything like in the universe, in the MCU, they're trying to get back to a normal state.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in general it's just kind of that's how it is.
So the blip fucked it all up.
The blip fucked everything up. I feel like they didn't have anything they didn't have anywhere to go after the blip. Now it's kinda like, where do we go from here? We still have all these characters, we still have these stories we want to tell, but how do we get to that point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Loki was fucking amazing.
Loki was good, yeah.
You know,
it's definitely the best show.
WandaVision was amazing.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah,
they weren't amazing.
We've been getting diminishing returns with every property that comes out since Loki.
Yeah,
basically.
That's true.
They were good. They were good. But they weren't amazing.
Yeah.
I think it also depends on the ticket. Because if you notice, like, there's different types. So they have, like, the Civil War, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, those are, like, more, like, politically heavy kind of, you know, like, espionage and stuff like that.
Falcon and Winter Soldier was good, but still it wasn't.
Yeah, the first year of TV shows was good.
Yeah.
It still wasn't, like, it's still also, like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Falcon. Who's Falcon and Winter Soldier? Who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah.
You know?
They're just Captain America's best friends. That's it.
Well, that's who's Captain America now.
I know.
He's Falcon.
Wasn't people mad about that?
They kind of
painted themselves into this shitty corner. Like,
yeah.
Now they're stuck in this fucking corner and they're like, oh. But they killed Captain America and Iron Man. Those are the only like mainstays kind of.
Well, because those actors weren't going to be coming back anyway.
Yeah, I know
they were ready to leave.
Yeah.
But still, you didn't. You could still... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do about that.
Yeah. The CGI him. Like, you're staying in the MCU whether you want it or not.
Yeah, then now Chris Hemsworth is like on an indefinite hiatus.
Yeah.
Because of his...
Because his last movie wasn't that great.
His impending...
no, it's not cancer. It's...
what's it called?
Dementia? I mean, not dementia.
No, what's it called?
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's, yeah.
Do they have to, like... It's fucked up, too, because X-Men wasn't in it. Now you got to bring it in halfway when they should have been in it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And And then, like, some now you're, like, stuck in this weird scenario where you gotta advance the storyline, but sloppily. And, you know, I'm trying to think if they could rewind it somehow. And then just introduce new actors of Iron Man. Like, you're just, this is new, this is a whole new universe. Not even has to do with the other one.
Like, you should just pull a Rick and, like, kill everybody off and go to a new universe and then start again.
Yeah. I mean, they could with Deadpool.
They could, yeah, exactly. They really could with Deadpool.
There's a comic in Deadpool where he kills everybody.
That should be. Because that's what, every time Morty dies, he goes and finds a new Morty.
Yeah, and then Disney's not going to do that.
Because Disney's...
Or if they do, they'll do it in a gay way.
Yeah, we'll see how Deadpool 3 is, because as far as that goes, because they claim it's going to be rated R still.
Yeah.
Because Disney bought Fox, right? Yep. And then Fox did Deadpool?
Yep. Yeah. And Fox did all the X-Men movies, too.
Yeah, so that's why we're getting X-Men and Deadpool in the...
Yeah, that's why Wolverine's coming back.
I like Wolverine, but I just hope they don't make him gay.
Well, it's going to be Hugh Jackman. They
could just restart X-Men... And then
they should just bring it.
Just start from X-Men, and then slowly,
they don't slowly need to bring it into anything. They just do an X-Men movie.
Yeah, do X-Men like a series of X-Men, and then slowly maybe bring it into where
they are in the
where X-Men. Right after Endgame, where as if they were evolved in Endgame.
Yeah,
and then go from there.
Yeah,
yeah. They could have made it like they were around the whole time.
Yeah,
but they were just doing like small scale stuff, right?
Yeah, they weren't ready for that big time shit yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said all the other stuff, Twitters, Instagram, like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcast, and on that note, game over, no more questions.